Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Stars and light and fire.
One of them has a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
And welcome back. Okay, gang, I found another absolute gem. And once you hear this one, I think you're going to agree with me. This particular show took place April the 9th, 1994. It was my very first radio interview with author and former journalist Jim Mars. Now, specifically at the beginning of the program, we were talking about JFK and his book, Crossfire, that he wrote on the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. However, we soon got into many other items and areas of mutual interest that were happening at the time that was making the news. More specifically, the Waco Branch Davidian shootout that had happened not long before, the Roswell incident, the Warren Commission, and last but not least, we touched on a topic that later I interviewed Jim again a number of times, remote viewing, and more specifically, SciTech. Now, some of the times of this particular program may seem a little screwed up. And if you pick up on that, let me tell you why. We got down to the studios that evening in order to do the broadcast, and upon entering, I was told that the show was going to be delayed because UCLA was having one of their volleyball game championships. And this was not the only time that we were preempted because of this thing. And I got to say, even though I didn't let on during the show, I was irritated. Well, actually, I guess to be a little more specific, I was downright pissed off. We were 40 minutes late beginning the show. I never did find out how that impacted my audience, but rest assured, they were still there, as you'll later see when we began taking telephone calls. And somebody here on the forum pointed out to me, he said something to the effect of, "Hey Don, your audience really sounded like they had a handle on what was going on." Well, there's no doubt they did. I can say as a matter of pride that I think the audience that tuned into my shows were one of the brightest audiences around and one that pretty much had their hands on the handle of what was going on in then UFO and other assorted areas of esoteric investigation. Now, before we get to the show, one last little thing that I wanted to mention because I still find it humorous to this day. If you've read my goodbye letter to the UFO research community titled My 20 Years in the UFO Fog, I talk about knowing Jim Mars, my guest that evening, and having interviewed Jim a number of times. And a few years ago, Vicki and I had occasion to go over to Las Vegas because Jim was going to be there, I believe, giving a talk or lecture somewhere in the vicinity. But at any rate, I had talked to Jim. We made arrangements to get together for dinner. And later, Jim Mars and I went on a tequila tour in the beautiful downtown city of Las Vegas. Now, that was a night to remember. I'll never forget, Vicky dumped me. She's had enough. She was going to go off and do some one-arm slot machine gambling. And there was Mars and I sitting in this bar somewhere in one of the casinos in Las Vegas. We both had bought giant Mexican cigars. And I mean, these cigars had to be at least a foot and a half long each. And while we were lighting up, we started doing shots of tequila. Now, one area of my personal life that I've always had a fascination in is history. And it just so happened that Mars and I began talking about a famous battle that took place down in his part of the world, in Texas, back in 1836, the Battle of the Alamo. And I got to tell you, that particular incident in American history has fascinated me, going all the way back to when I was a wee small kid seeing Davy Crockett on Walt Disney. So there we are, smoking these huge Mexican cigars, talking about the Battle of the Alamo, drinking shots of tequila, and Mars informed me that he had been part of a historical reenactment group. Yep, you guessed it. For the Mexican Army. He was part of a Mexican artillery unit. And he was telling me about this one reenactment that he had been a part of. And hey, it may have even been the Battle of the Alamo. But as he was describing the action to me, he would yell, "Fuego!" Which was, of course, Spanish for fire. And by God, every time he yelled that, we both shot down a shot of tequila. And all I can tell you is the rest of the night is kind of a blur, but we had one hell of a good time. So with that in mind, on with the story. This is one of those shows I think you'll remember in the future. So sit back, relax. Hey, and if you want to drink a little tequila, that's up to you. But here it is, the night of April the 9th, 1994. Jim Mars and I talking about a little of everything.